I'm Ken Rogers with a review of the Tuesday, July 20th commodity markets, where we saw a double-digit rally in the corn and soybeans, strength in the wheat, based on weather, based on COVID, based on simply maybe there was an overreaction to the Monday trade. Lower, though, in the cattle complex, the pork complex rebounded to a higher close on Tuesday. On the board, September corn up 15 and three quarters, 371 and three quarters. December up 13 and a half at 565 and three quarters. The August soybeans up 15 and a half at 1443 and a half. November up 15 and three quarters, 1388 and a half. The August soybean meal up 570, 365.50. August soybean oil up 33 at 67.02. September Chicago wheat up 2 3/4, $7.5. December up 2 1/2 at 7.08 3/4. September Kansas City hard red wheat up 8 cents today, 6.60 1/4. December up 8 1/4, 6.71 1/4. The October live cattle down 40, 124.70. December down 70 at 130.42. August feeder cattle down 185, 155.52. September down 127 at 157.77. The August lean hogs up 52 at 105 even. October up $1.65 at 91.02. In the energy trade today, natural gas, gasoline, as well as heating oil were higher. Crude oil is trending higher, but the nearby contract is unchanged. In the metal markets, gold higher, silver slightly lower. The financial markets took off in the day trade and remained higher. And the last check, the S&P up 18.10, 4269.30. The NASDAQ up 214 points, 14,754.75. The Dow up 602 points, 34,441. Again, a turnaround Tuesday in the grains, double digits higher in both the corn as well as in the soybeans. Mixed in livestock. That is a review of the Tuesday, July 20th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.